Australia has been hit by the flu this season with approximately 306 deaths from the virus and over 138,000 cases being reported. Flu shots are mandatory for people over 65 in aged care, and across the country, some preschools are now considering making the flu shot a condition of attendance. This raises the vaccination debate yet again. Dr. Margaret Heffernan's has received an Order of Australia for her research on public health education, in particular, Indigenous immunisation. She spoke to The Wire's Phoebe Christoffi on whether or not vaccinations should be mandatory.
Obviously, in our democratic society, we think we have a fundamental right to make a choice. However, I think we've also got a responsibility to think about our choice on others in our community. The United Nations Child UNICEF report has recently released a report that said that the global death rate of children under 5 years old from vaccine-related diseases has dropped by 41% since 1990 due to the increase of parents giving their children immunisation. And the World Health Organisation has recently stated that the anti-vaccine movement is one of the top 10 health threats for 2019. So if all parents have trust in our system, I think they can really, you know, have massive benefits to their young children and keep them healthy. I'm constantly appalled at this group of people who, you know, expose their children. They'll have a measles party so the children can all get measles through, you know, spread of infection. Well, to me, that's a form of child abuse.
Institutions such as kindergartens are really coming down hard on not admitting children who have not been vaccinated. So do you think this alienation will motivate parents to change their minds regarding vaccinations?
Well, I'm not sure that I see it as alienation. Now, if parents have knowingly not immunised their children and are at risk of, say, getting one of the childhood diseases of whooping cough, measles, mumps, chickenpox that are rampant at the moment and are easily protected through vaccination, then as a parent, I'd be concerned about the risk to my child. And so, therefore, why do some people think that they've got the sense of entitlement to deliberately not vaccinate their child with what is a very, very safe vaccine based on their view?
Going off of your point of the responsibilities of people taking the vaccine, flu season has peaked early this year, yet there are opportunities in the private health sector to get free vaccines. Should the government provide free vaccines for public health?
Yes, absolutely. I think when you look at the cost to hospitals, medical clinics, society in general, I think the subsidy that the government would be spending would be far, far less than the overall cost of having to treat these sick individuals.
I'm also aware that some of your research has been specifically on Aboriginal programs. Can you please elaborate on what this means for Indigenous communities?
Yes, I've done quite a bit of work with Indigenous communities around the human papillomavirus vaccine in Central Australia and also Victoria. So what we did was we shared all the information that we knew scientifically about the vaccine. The communities then led the approach. So it was with the Aboriginal health workers, the Aboriginal medical service and other health professions in each community and region. And they said, this is the best way for us. And so it was around Indigenous artwork, it was Indigenous resources. We trained the Aboriginal health workers in the facts about it, who then did the most brilliant job in educating all their communities through their particular health programs. As a result of that community-led approach, in the Northern Territory particularly, they now have the highest uptake of HPV vaccination in girls and boys in the world, which is absolutely fabulous success. And it's because the Indigenous communities knew it was an important vaccine to keep their peoples healthy. They were willing to accept the scientific evidence. They also put in the resources that were culturally appropriate for each of their communities. They developed them and trained them.
Dr. Margaret Heffernan speaking with The Wire's Phoebe Christoffi on the importance of vaccinations.